Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has had quite an interesting and long trip to India, testing and tasting the Balmadi Estate Indian Arabica blend. It's organic, it's biodynamic, and it tested me quite a bit because I had a bit of difficulties finding the right grind, the right dose. I started at 16.5 and I went on to 17 grams that I dosed it, and I had to adjust the grind gradually, but quite fine. And I noticed that in the grind, the Vario Mahlkönig grinder that you can judge very finely on the left-hand side, you had to adjust it quite well. And the grind itself was, I don't know if that's the right expression, but on the brittle side a bit. You can get some really smooth grinds where it doesn't spit at all as you're grinding. But this one was a bit on the brittle side, if that's the right expression. But the grind was still, I got it fine and well enough. And then the pour itself in the extraction, I kept the temperature at just under 92 degrees, which I think was spot on for that particular roast. And what really struck me was the amazing Guinness effect that this bean produced. It was roasted on the 6th of November, today we are the 24th, still in its optimum window of extraction. And so it took me 4 extractions for me to be satisfied. I've obviously always tasted it and then let it cool down a little more to body temperature, well, in the 40s, so higher than body temperature, to really get that taste. And it's got an interesting taste. There is no fruitiness there as such. There is an acidity there which actually only comes through and shines when the temperature of that extraction has come down below 50. And it's got a very interesting acidity. No fruitiness, but an acidity is definitely there. The smell as well reminds me of basmati rice. I don't know why, I've been smelling and smelling and smelling. I can't detect any fruit. I can only detect maybe a slight kind of almondy, but basmati-ish kind of smell. And the taste reflects that as well. At the very end, it just kind of, it lingers very nicely. It is smooth, and I've kept it as an espresso. I haven't added any milk to it yet. I will do this now that I actually also know that I've got my grind, my dose, and my extraction absolutely right. It is a very interesting bean. Now, the only thing that I wonder if one could roast this a bit lighter, I'm not just saying a fraction lighter, whether there'd be a bit more interest in that bean, but it is lovely and I'm gonna try it now as a flat white. So stay tuned because I'm trying again.